Come on.
You never know where it's heading.
We turn it up to another level.
With Rion.
Former Eyewitness News reporter Barry Bateman has joined the private prosecuting unit of AfriForum. En ek sien 'n klare baard gegroei om in te pas daar.
You know, my wife, it was my mother, I Skyped her a couple of days ago before I joined, and she said, you better trim that beard. And my dad nudged her with the elbow and said, no, you'll fit in perfectly there.
Ja, perfect man. Terug vir die AfriForum Theater se vertonings. What the hell, Barry? Wat gaan aan?
Baie opgewonde. It's a career change I've been looking at for some time now. I've enjoyed journalism. It's been fantastic. But what it did do, it got me many, many hours in courtrooms. It got me, you know, interested in the law. I've been studying towards an LLB now for about 5 years through UNISA. I'd probably be finished if it wasn't for the COVID-19. And I've been thinking a long time of a move like this, moving into specifically a communications, legal communications and litigation PR. And having known Gerry many years and this opportunity arose, I just grabbed it.
Nou, kyk nou, ken ek ook vir Callie, Kriel hulle nie van, Ernst hulle nie van gister af nie. So, kyk ou Callie. Foy Sins is uitstekend met bemarking. Callie is, en het dit in warm sausen maak. Ja, hy maak. Ek dink sy pa of iemand het so amazing peri-peri saus gemaak. So hulle ken, die familie ken ook baie goeie sausen. Maar hy ken bemarking. So hulle verstaan, if they get someone of your stature. Jy weet, en jy is een prominente journalist.
Ja.
Om jou aan boord te kry, gaan mense mos nou hierdie type van goed doen. Hulle gaan jou nooi en sê, kom, vertel vir ons. So, dit is 'n bemarkingsding gewees, of hoe?
Wat, vir AfriForum?
Natuurlik, ja.
Well, it was Gerry wat die, he made the decision. You know, the conversation for the move was between Gerry and I.
Maar hulle, jy weet hulle, allemaal werk vir AfriForum.
Oh, ultimately, yes. But the decision on the appointment was between Gerry and I, and the discussion in terms of the scope of the work I'll be doing and so on. It came down to that.
Wat gaan jy doen, precies?
Well, I'm the communications manager. The unit has been operational for 5 years now. They've been developing this idea of private prosecution, which in terms of our law is still in its infancy. You know, you still got to develop the law in a way that it has become more accessible. So I'll be communicating that process of developing it, but also the work that the unit is doing to address issues of selective prosecution, of addressing cases where people are not prosecuted because they receive political protection.
No. Gerry was ook hier gewees so ruk terug. Is een persoon al geprosecute deur hierdie unit?
Ja, they're busy prosecuting an ANC politician down in the Eastern Cape at the moment.
With results?
Yes. It is going very well in that particular matter. They've got to the point where the state has closed, or they've closed their case. The defense is now going to bring section 174, I think it is, which is just discharge application, and they're going to oppose that.
Nou, wie is die man wat hulle nou prosecute? Where's the big guys? Where's the mafiosos?
Well, you've got to understand how the prosecution unit functions. And I think one of the criticisms that's leveled against the unit, you want to take over the role of the state. Well, no, it can't do that. It has a very specific ambit within the law that it can function. The state needs to make a decision not to prosecute, and that's where the private prosecution unit can step in to take on a private prosecution case. So there's a very limited scope where it can move in. But what it can do, it can assist people who have suffered injustice within the criminal justice system where such decisions have not been made, or there's, you know, decisions taking very long to be made. Gerry and the team step in with the investigators and they start writing letters. They start exposing what is going on in the criminal justice system where people are being let down. And usually that lights a little fire under people's backsides and gets them to do their job.
Now, jy is nou nie van gister af in die game nie, Barry. I mean, you've been around.
A bikkie.
Ons wag vir een persoon. One person that'll go to jail because of corruption in this country. And it has not happened. And do you think Gerry Nel and this unit is going to make it happen? And when?
give us the knowledge certificate on a case like that, and I'm pretty sure Harry will put somebody behind bars. But what you raise is a problem. It's a big criticism that we've had of the criminal justice system. When matters do finally get enrolled, or they say they're investigating, it takes forever. When they finally get enrolled, we go from one postponement to the next, never ever getting to a point of finality and actually starting a trial. And sometimes when we do, and we've seen cases in the Free State, for example, it got going, and then they get pulled off the roll because the state bungles it. You know, part of what the private prosecution unit does is shining the spotlight on the problems within the criminal justice system, ultimately to, like I said, light that fire and get people to do their jobs as they are legally obliged to.
They still don't do their jobs, Barry. That's the problem. And actually, the problem is the even bigger problem is they've got access to the wallets.
Well, let me give you an example now. It was a case announced 2 weeks ago. It was a senior legal professional in the legal field. He's a former acting judge. He was a former manager within Legal Aid South Africa. There was an incident at a social event. He went up behind a female advocate, a young advocate, up and coming, and he allegedly sexually assaulted her. She did the right thing. And she went through the channel. She went to the police, she went to the Legal Practice Council, and even to the Council of the Bar. All of those organizations turned a blind eye to her. The state decided not to prosecute. It was only when Harry Nell and the team got involved, they started writing these letters, something happened. That man has now appeared in court. He's charged with sexual assault. Very brave of the woman. She's going to follow through. But why did it have to get to this point is the big question.
The even bigger question is, like Dano has said, is you need to understand, especially politicians, they've got access to the wallet. Remember one Judge Mutata?
Absolutely.
Many years ago. You know, he's still earning a massive salary every month. So what gebeur is, these guys will tie you up in court for decades. They've got access to the safe. They just bring in more and more appeals over and over. Saksiek, dis net vir my so is 'n twetjie storie hoor vir die eerste keer. I thought, okay, ek gaan nou vir eerlikwaar sê wat my opinie is. Ek dink is 'n marketing ding. Ek dink is 'n bemarkingsding.
Wat?
Hierdie hele storie, die PPU, I think it's a marketing thing.
Well, I think you should be judged on the work that the unit does, and you know, I'm very excited to be part of it, and part of my role is to show you, expose all the work that they're doing, because there's a lot happening in the background, and I can just give you a taste. Please stay tuned. I hope Jacaranda News will be sending a journalist to our announcements we're making next week. You talk about people with power and money, we're going to be exposing a very serious case of a politician involved in an assault matter where it wasn't followed specifically because the person is a politician.
All right, and you weet wat gaan gebeur, nee?
Wat gaan gebeur?
Nothing.
No, I don't think so. I disagree with that, but It's a cynical view. I understand. I get it.
As you say, I mean, we all live in South Africa. We know what's happening here. And unfortunately, the only thing that's at play here is politics. This is it. This is what it's done from both sides.
We find ourselves in this country in a very difficult position. And we are in the institutions have been weakened. They've been hollowed out from the inside. We know this for a fact. It is what the State Capture Project was all about. And that's why we have a weakened police service, the detectives, the specialized units such as the Hawks and now the NPA. Now we've got a new specialized unit, the Investigating Directorate. But I think with those efforts that are being made, with the last few people that are in the organizations, there is some effort to try and regain what was lost over the years. And with organizations such as the AfriForum Private Prosecution Unit, it plays its role outside of those to put the pressure on.
Ek het nou die burgemeester hier gehad van Tshwane. And he said one thing. He said, I can only do so much. At a certain point, the police need to get involved. At a certain point, the prosecutor needs to get involved. At some point, the courts, and then eventually the prison system, the correctional services system. And none of these guys function. So, you can do what you will. It's farting in the wind, my dear Barry.
Yes, again, I understand that, and I'll go back to the example I gave of the young advocate who was sexually assaulted, and she went to the police, to the NPA, and they didn't do anything.
There will be an appeal.
Fair enough. And Harry and the team will be right behind them to ensure that this matter is heard and there will be justice in it ultimately.
Maar dis ook net Harry and the team. Hoeveel mense is dit? Like, you know how many crimes and corruption and assaults and goed wat gebeur?
You're absolutely right. It shouldn't. We shouldn't be in this position. But there is a strong civil society element in South Africa. You've got organizations such as, and don't just think of the private prosecution unit in isolation. Think of other organizations, Freedom Under Law, the Helen Suzman Foundation.
Yeah.
These types of organizations that litigate against the state, for example, where questions of accountability. I mean, I'll never forget covering the case of our former head of the Hawks burning in Tlemesa. His dodgy appointment. I mean, it was the Helen Suzman Foundation and Freedom Under Law that went to court and challenged that appointment. I mean, he was quite simply a politician's lackey.
Yeah.
And he was put there so that he could interfere in investigations into state capture and corruption.
Maar onthou nou waar Frank praat hier. Aan die een kant, you sit with a certain size of wallet, and the other side, you sit with the fiscus. Dit is die probleem. As ek sê, ons het baie dinge om oor te praat, en ek wil met jou gesels oor baie dinge, and want to move on. Maar, show us results there, Barry. Dan kan ons mos nou aan 'n klap en sê, hey, well done. We want people behind bars. We want people fired. That's what we want to see.
That is exactly the goal.
All right.
Stay in touch. I'll come sit here again.
Yeah.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM.